Agriculture Department analysts this month are sticking with their previous forecast that food prices are going to rise this year by 2.5% to 3.5%.
And this is really returning food price inflation to a range that's closer to the 20-year historical norm.
Ag Department economist Anne Marie Coons says last year was certainly not normal, with almost no food price inflation overall. This year, already beef 7.5% higher than a year ago. For pork, look for those prices to rise this year by 2 to 3%, poultry by 3 to 4. Another big mover, fresh fruit. Anne Marie Coons had been forecasting a 2.5% to 3.5% hike in those prices. Now, she says prices could go up by as much as 4.5%, mostly because of a decline in orange production.
Large portions of the citrus crop in Southern California, we're not really affected by the drought yet, but we're damaged by a deep freeze we saw in December.
And in Florida, it's a disease called citrus greening that's really done a number on the oranges there.
And actually, this year, Florida is on track to produce its lowest orange crop since the 1990s.
So add it all up and our grocery bills are going up. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.